This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Emergency services were still searching the sea and the coastline in Cutro, Italy amid stormy weather on Sunday following a deadly migrant shipwreck. The death toll has risen to 59, including 12 children, an official said on Sunday. The number of dead is set to rise further, she added. She said survivors had said some 140 to 150 people were on board, suggesting some migrants were still missing. The vessel carrying people from Afghanistan, Iran, and several other countries sank in rough sea conditions near the region that forms the tip of Italy's boot. Saudi Arabia reiterated its support for Ukraine during a visit by the country's foreign minister in Kyiv on Sunday. He met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who thanked Saudi Arabia for the cooperation and provided aid.
And I'm happy that today we host your country, and really it's very important for us. That is, as far as I know, first time during the 30 years, more than 30 years of our independence.
Ukraine and Saudi Arabia began diplomatic relations in 1993. Nigeria began to announce early results on Sunday after a tight election for the presidency of Africa's most populous nation, as concerns grew over long delays in voting and accusations of attempts to manipulate tallies. The election went ahead most peacefully, despite some ransacked polling stations and late starts at many others. Voters stayed up late at night in many locations to observe the count and protect the ballots. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States declared Sunday that the Crimean Peninsula remains part of Ukraine, but said the more immediate concern is for Kyiv's forces to retake lands that Moscow has seized in its year-long war. Steve Karish reports.
The comments came on the ninth anniversary of Russia illegally annexing the peninsula. The United States does not and never will recognize Russia's purported annexation of the peninsula. Crimea is Ukraine, the State Department said in a written statement on Sunday. At the same time, Jake Sullivan, President Joe Biden's national security advisor, told NBC's Meet the Press that ultimately it is up to Ukraine to decide what constitutes victory or an acceptable diplomatic outcome, even though no peace negotiations are currently taking place. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
CIA Director William Burns says Russian President Vladimir Putin is being too confident in his military's ability to grind Ukraine into submission. Burns tells CBS's Face the Nation Putin was underestimating U.S. resolve to support Ukraine. Burns said it's been his experience that the Russian leader's view is that Americans have, quote, attention deficit disorder and will move on to some other issue eventually. Meanwhile, some U.S. Republican lawmakers are criticizing the President Joe Biden administration for not sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, and there are concerns that China might help arm Russia. Thousands of members of Sri Lanka's National People's Party were dispersed by police during a mass protest in the commercial capital Colombo on Sunday, demanding local government election be held as scheduled next month. The country's election commission said cash-strapped Sri Lanka is postponing local government elections due to take place early next month because of a lack of funds. The island, which is struggling with its worst financial crisis in more than seven decades, had planned to hold local government polls on March 9th. Israel committed to stop authorization of any settler outpost in the occupied West Bank for 6 months during a meeting on Sunday with Palestinian officials in Jordan when the sides pledged to de-escalate surging violence. In a joint statement at the end of a meeting in the city Aqaba, Israel and Palestinian officials said they would work closely to prevent further violence and, quote, reaffirmed the necessity of committing to de-escalation on the ground. Host nation Jordan, along with Egypt and the United States, considered, quote, these understandings as major progress. I'm Joe Ramsey.